If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author Hampton Sides. His new book, The Wide, Wide Sea, Imperial Ambition, First Contact, and the fateful final voyage of Captain James Cook. This is the second hour of our conversation. And here is the approach of Captain Cook and his crew to an island they did not know existed, Kauai, part of the Hawaiian chain. And what did the Kauaians make of these men smoking, these men who could reach into their pockets? This is First Contact, Hampton Sides, The Wide, Wide Sea, Captain Cook's Final Voyage. More of this tonight.
He can't believe it. He thinks it's a mistake at first. He wonders if it's an optical illusion or something. But as they get closer, they realize it's a major volcanic island, one of many in a chain. And he realizes immediately that this is a major find. This is not, you know, some tiny little atoll somewhere uninhabited. There's a whole thriving civilization here. As the ships come closer, all these canoes are launched out to meet him and greet him. This is a true first contact experience for both sides. And the Kauaians, the men and women of Kauai, don't know what to make of Cook's ships. There's all sorts of oral history passed down that they thought they were some kind of giant manta rays that had emerged from the sea, or that they were gods, or that they were from outer space. All kinds of weird ideas. And then as they got closer, they saw these sailors smoking. They'd never seen smoking before, so they called them the volcano people.